hiya, babe. Say, how about a... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like he said. Maisie Revere of Brooklyn. And am I ever out of my element way down here in the back hill country? I was singing with a nice little band, but our sophisticated music laid an awful egg down here, where a jug, a washboard, and a brake drum are considered musical instruments. The audience requested Pop Goes the Weasel and were disappointed when our violinist couldn't play it, standing on his head and doing the popping with the joints of his big toes. They thought we just weren't talented. So we're out of work, and I found myself hiking along the highway, all alone except for the rhododendrons, the dust, and a snake or two. Gee, sure is lonely around here. I'd just like to know there were other people around somewhere. Well, that convinced me. Somebody must think I'm a deer. Hey, cut it out. I'm a human being. They don't believe me. Hey, don't shoot. I'm out of season. Oh, boy, what a break of car. Oh, hey. Oh, stop. Help. Help.
Come on, jump in.
Oh, gee, thanks, mister.
Holy hoppin' hominy gritch. It's Daisy Bell.
It's Hoosie Bell?
You've come back from the city.
Well, let's get out of here before we have to come back from the dead.
What's the rush? Ah, sure is good to see your face, Daisy Bell.
Well, if it's so good, why are you looking every place else?
Yeah, granddaughter, my eyes aren't so good now, but I can see you're still a fine figure of a gal. Balls of fire. There goes my windshield. Now I'll have to steal another one when I go over to town Saturday. Well, hold on tight, granddaughter. We're turning off onto the dirt road.
Hey, be careful. What is this, a car or a horse?
Yeah, city life softens up, Daisy Bell. I guess you forget about the time you drove all the way into town without being on the road once.
Well, look, you got me confused with somebody else. I ain't Daisy Bell anybody.
What? Well, then I'll stop the car and you can get right out. No true Hayfield would refuse to admit who she was.
Well, it's been nice meeting you, Grandpappy. Uh-oh. I was just kidding.
Then you really are Daisy Bell Hayfield?
I sure am, Grandpappy. I sure am. Let's get out of here.
I knew it all the time. Then McCoys wouldn't be wasting gunpowder on you, less than you was a hayfield. Let's go.
Whereabouts are we going, Grandpappy?
I'm going to take you home, Daisy Bell. Maybe with you helping us, we can get rid of all them McCoys.
Well, I don't know, Grandpappy. I ain't shot nobody lately.
Oh, shame on you, granddaughter. My grandma sure be glad to see you, Daisy Bell. She was sorry about what she did to chase you off to the big city.
Oh, well, I forgot what it was. Huh? What did she do?
Well, remember that Thanksgiving raffle she was running?
Well, sort of.
Well, I don't see how you could forget. You was the first prize.
Thank you.
here we are. Oh, there's your grandma, Daisy Bell, rocking away on the front porch.
Too bad she has to do it without a rocking chair.
Hey, Ma! Daisy Bell's come back.
Ma?
Yeah, you remember Daisy Bell, Ma. She's the one we tried to raffle off.
Well, sure now. Of course I remember Daisy Bell. Oh, excuse me a second, granddaughter. Any news from town, Paul?
No. Well, there's a rumor going around that Teddy Roosevelt ain't president no more. Don't put much stock in it. Oh, I hear the McCoys are coming over tomorrow to massacre us Hayfields. Sounds logical to me.
Sure, glad you're here, granddaughter. As long as we're getting massacred, I'm glad the whole family's here.
Yeah. Well, one of the family's going to be missing. Little Maisie Bell's going to start hiking out of here tonight. What was that?
Sounds to me like Clem McCoy's voice.
Guess Virgil finally got his range.
Who's Virgil?
You know, your brother. Outside of Paul here, Virgil's the last of the Hayfields. Oh, he ain't got money enough to buy him a real rifle, but he's got a repeating baby gun, and he's out hunting the McCoys with it.
Bullseye.
You mean to tell me that one of the families out there with a BB gun against a McCoy with a real rifle?
That is the situation.
Jeepers. I can't understand why you do all this shooting at each other. Maybe you can tell me we can do something about it, huh?
Well, I'll tell you, Daisy Bell.
Well, would you mind calling me Maisie Bell from now on? I changed my name in the city.
Well, okay, Maisie Bell. Well, of course, the thing that really started the shooting, and you ought to remember it, was when you jilted Clem McCoy.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Well, I'd forgot about it.
Well, he felt terrible for weeks. Then you left for the city, and he didn't begin to brighten up and feel better until he'd shot your pappy, your brother Lee, and Uncle Fatso.
Gee, sure takes a lot to cheer Clem McCoy up, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Of course, us Hayfield didn't like what he was doing none, so we shot old man McCoy, Eldred McCoy, little Junior McCoy, and Pansy McCoy for good measure.
Now, just a second. Did this really happen, or are you making all this up? I'm beginning to feel like I'm in another world, and I'll wake up and find this was all a dream.
I'm home, Grandma.
Hey, come in here, Virgil. I want you to meet your sister, Maisie Bell.
Oh, howdy there, sister Maisie Bell. Gosh darn, I sure am glad to have some help with them coys.
Hello, Virgil. Gee, are you the only able-bodied man left in the Hayfield family?
Yep. Just me and Grandpappy.
Yep. And the McCoys are coming to get us tomorrow, Virgil.
Oh, gosh. Well, I reckon they'll finish us off then.
No, they won't, Virgil. We'll take care of them.
That's the spirit, Maisie Bell.
Well, I'm not going to leave a kid like Virgil to the mercy of a bunch of trigger-happy hillbillies.
What can you do about it?
Well, we got to get the upper hand on the McCoys tonight. Now, where do they live?
Well, Maisie, you go up the deer trail on Miserable Mountain, mm-hmm. and turn right, and after you pass the third still...
Oh, never mind, Virgil. That won't help us any.
Especially since there won't be no McCoys there tonight. They'll all be at the big dance in town.
A dance?
Yep.
Well, gee, that's fine. So are we. I'll coax them out to the car to pitch a little woo, mountain style. And Virgil, you can wrap him on the head with a jug.
Yippee!
And I'll tie him up in the back of the car.
Good. We won't have any trouble dealing with the McCoys if we got them all bound and gagged and stacked like cordwood. Now, you got to tell me their names.
Maisie, you ain't the Hayfield, are you?
No, I ain't. But I got principles, and I'm going to take your granddaughter's place in the battle against the McCoys.
Good for you, Maisie. And just for that, Ma and me'll make you an honorary Hayfield.
Well, thank you, Grandpappy. And I hope I live to make the McCoys regret it.
The McCoys, right there, leaning against the porch.
The one with the shoes?
Yeah, he's the sporty McCoy. They call him Dude.
Oh, well, leave him to me and stay right here by the car. You all ready to pop him over the head, Virgil?
Yep, I'm ready with Pappy's favorite E-flat jug.
Well, here goes. Hello there, Dude.
Now, you women, stop pestering me to hug you and kiss you, or I'll... Whoa! Look what stepped out of the society section of the mail order catalog.
Well, you're a mail dude. Do you want to order me around a little?
Do I? Yee-hoo! Hey, here's Zeke. Hold my jug.
Thank you.
You better bring it along, dude. We might run out of gas.
Oh, what's your name, honey? You're the prettiest thing I've seen since my cow calved.
My name's Maisie, but you can call me darling.
Well, it's mighty lucky you happen to pick on me, Maisie. I'm the best-looking, best-dancing, best-everything man in the country.
Well, the thing I like is you're so blame modest.
Yep, that too.
And you got a beautiful Adam's apple.
Yeah. Tis mighty pretty, ain't it?
Yeah. Get right in the car and I'll sit on your lap, dude.
Okay, but don't you forget while I'm a-kissing you what a lucky gal you are.
I won't. I don't say this will be like heaven, but I guarantee you, you'll see stars. Timber. Nice work, Virgil. Tie him up and put his jug in the back.
Thank you. He's got a purty sounding head, hasn't he?
Yeah, purtiest sounding head since the last watermelon I thumped. Well, who's next, Grandpappy?
Well, Maisie, look over there, leaning against the tree. That's Slim McCoy.
Which one is the tree and which one is Slim?
That's Slim on the right.
Oh, well, I think I'll be able to tell him from the tree. He won't be wearing a nest of robins in his hair. I'll be right back.
I think a half-gallon jug would be about right for Slim.
You, Slim McCoy?
Yep.
Slim on the gallows seat right out. I like the thin, bony, scrawny type like you. How do you feel about my type?
Oh, boy. Let's go for a walk.
Well, right this way. Say, you are thin, ain't you? Never been able to reach around a fella and scratch myself before.
Yeah, I'm thin. I have to swallow a walnut every morning to keep my pants up.
Oh, a likely story. Better let me tote that jug. Your chin's dragging on the ground.
Thanks.
Just step right into this car and we'll do a little kissing and hugging, mountain style.
I never realized before I was so attractive to women.
Oh, you got a beautiful smile, Slim, and the whitest tooth I ever saw. Timber.
Oh.
Nice work, Virgil.
There's Clem over there.
Well, okay, he's next.
I'll sort of keep the side over this way.
Hello there, Clem.
Who's that? Who's you calling me? Daisy Bell?
I've come back, Clem.
Doggone, you're just as pretty as you ever was.
Thanks, Clem. I hear you've been shooting at my family since I left.
Well, just a mite. That Virgil's been shooting at me regular with his BB gun. I ain't sat down comfortable for 2 months.
Crime don't pay, Clem. They always get you in the end.
Oh, Daisy Bell, you're so right. You've been gone a long time and I missed you.
Well, you haven't missed the rest of my family.
Now, let's go, Bill.
Hey, what's that?
I got you now. I got you.
I believe one of my brothers that got hold of that Virgil.
I got him, Clem.
Take him back to our place, Lemuel, and wait for me.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Let him go, Clem.
I'll let him go, Daisy Bell. But you're going to have to marry up with me first.
Oh, brother, what have I gotten into now?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Grandma, it's pretty nearly noon, and Grandpappy hasn't come back yet with Virgil.
Oh, I'm afeard they must have caught Pa, too. Poor Pa, he ain't got sense enough to be afeard of anybody.
You've been married a long time, I guess, huh?
Yep. You'll always remember the first time Pa kissed me. He was so excited he forgot to take his pipe out of his mouth. I called him Hot Lips Hayfield.
Well, what are we going to do about those two McCoys we caught and tied up last night?
Where are they now?
Well, lying on the floor in the chicken house.
Oh, well, I'll look in on them and see if they're all right in a month or two. Better get Paul's sawed-off shotgun and see if I can rescue him and Virgil.
Well, I'll go along with you.
No, you better hike out to the road and be on your way, Maisie. We sure appreciate everything you've done for us.
Everything I've done? I'm the one who got you into this mess. I'm not going to let you down now.
Doggone, Paul! This shotgun's no good now.
Well, what's the matter with it?
Paul sawed off the wrong end.
Look out the window. Here comes the car.
Can't be Paul, because he didn't take the car.
Well, it looks like Clem McCoy, and he's waving a gray flag.
That's a flag of truce.
Well, I thought that was a white flag.
Well, that's a white flag. The dirt just hasn't been taken out of it lately.
Oh.
Are you in there, Daisy Bell?
I sure am, Clem.
Come on outside and play, Daisy Bell.
Not till you put that squirrel gun back in the car.
Okay.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself driving up here waving a flag of truce tied onto a rifle.
Well, I'm always ready for a fight or a frolic. There she goes.
Ask him where Paul is.
Okay. Have you seen Grandpappy Hayfield lately?
Hey, yep, indeedy. He got himself all tied up at our place. Come on out, Daisy Bell.
Okay, Clem. No rustling now.
Oh, shucks. You're spoiling all the fun.
What do you want to talk about, Clem?
About us.
Well, go ahead, Clem.
Daisy Bell, I want a wife. My farm needs plows. See about you, Daisy Bell. We ought to get married today.
I'll think it over, Clem.
Well, why are you thinking it over? Us McCoys are going to have a turkey shoot. We ain't got a turkey, so we're going to use Virgil instead.
Oh, Clem, you're just funning, ain't you?
Nope.
Oh, look, Clem, he's just a kid. You can't do this. It's murder.
Well, I let him go myself, Daisy Bell, but only because I don't believe in shooting critters lest they're moving. My brothers, they ain't so cultured.
Well, you know, we got a couple of your brothers here. And if anything happens to Virgil and Grandpappy, Grandma and me are going to have a skunk hunt, and they're going to be the skunks.
Let's see. You got Slim and Dude.
That's right.
Slim never was much help. And Dude was always stealing my gals. I guess we won't miss him much.
But they're your own brothers.
Never did like them much. Well, Daisy Bell, what do you say? You used to be kind of crazy about me, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'll talk it over with Grandma.
Okay.
I heard what he said, Maisie. Don't you do it.
But Virgil and Grandpappy are the last of the hayfields. I just gotta do all I can.
You're acting like a true hayfield, Maisie.
I'm also acting like a first-class jerk.
And sometimes there ain't much difference.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go with Clem and see if I can stall him off. Maybe you can round up some distant relatives who'll pitch in and help rescue us.
Okay, Maisie. Better take a dozen jugs with you.
Oh. Well, see, by mistake, I poured all the McCoy corn into some of our corn last night.
Oh, well, that ruined it for sure. So it'll be good enough for the McCoys. We'll be over to rescue you, Maisie.
Yeah, okay, but don't waste any time thinking it over. When you rescue me, I want to be still Maisie Revere, not Daisy Bell McCoy.
Well, here we are, Daisy Bell. This is the McCoy Mansion.
Who's living in it now, the McCoys or the chickens?
Oh, we take turns.
Hey, somebody shot at me.
Now, you cut that out, fellas. I aim to marry this gal.
And you fellas aim's too close.
Can't she go, Clem?
Ben, she don't have to. She brung a dozen jugs of hootin' holler corn squeezings with her.
Where's Virgil, Clem?
We got him and Grandpa Hayfield tied up over there in the pig pen. You can talk to them if you want to, but don't talk too long. It disturbs the pigs.
Oh, thanks, Clem. You've got a good heart.
Oh, thanks, Daisy Bell. I'm going to go round up the rest of the macaws and have them get ready for the celebration.
Well, let's not rush things, Clem. Don't you think we ought to be engaged for a while first?
Oh, sure. How about 2 or 3 hours?
Oh, I guess we can drag it out that long.
Hello, Daisy Bell.
Hello, Daisy Bell.
How did you fellas get loose?
Remember when you was pouring our corn squeezings into those other jugs?
Yeah.
Well, you spilled some of it on us and it ate the ropes away.
That's pretty corrosive stuff, ain't it?
We spilled a jug of it on Cousin Ellsworth once, and there wasn't nothing left of him except his gold tooth.
No kidding. Well, try some of this, boys. It's a little weaker.
Oh, thanks, Daisy Bell. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Say, Daisy Bell.
Yeah, Clem.
Hey, guess what? We just caught Grandma Hayfield trying to sneak up on us disguised as a coyote.
Oh, well, that did it.
And the justice of the peace will be here any minute to get us married.
Where'd all the other McCoys go?
Oh, they went to get their guns. They're going to get us married, too.
Balls of fire, there ain't any loopholes.
Nope. Nary a one.
Well, let's open up those jugs and let the boys drink hearty.
That's a good idea, Daisy Bell.
Open up the jug, boys.
We got one last chance. If they drink enough of that stuff, the whole McCoy tribe may rust away. Entertainment. How about some more wrestling?
Oh, gosh, Maisie, Grandma's too tired. She's beaten each of the McCoys 2 falls out of 3.
Hey, Daisy Bell, the time has come for us to get married. Dude, where's that justice of the peace?
Well, I think he fell asleep underneath our spotted pig. That mixture of corn squeezings that Daisy Bell made up is sure wonderful stuff.
Well, everybody have some more. Help yourself.
Just a minute, everybody. You can have some more, but only after Daisy Bell and me get married up.
Here's the justice of the peace, Clem.
Oh, we're ready, Justice.
Yeah, sure, I'm glad to be here, Clem. You're looking fine. That's a mighty pretty bride you got there.
Open your eyes, Justice.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of dark. But I sure am glad to join you two in Barnes matrimony. McCoy Hayfield combination sure makes wonderful shod corn wine.
So hold him up there, fellas. He's swinging in the wind.
Easy, boys.
What's the matter with that, Justice?
That old expression just came true. Justice is blind.
There ain't nothing wrong with me at all. I can see you just as plain as day.
Now, don't you dare call Maisie plain. She's beautiful.
Thank you, Virgil.
You're beautiful, huh? What's beautiful about a girl with 4 eyes and 2 noses?
Oh, now let's get on with the ceremony, Justice.
Ceremony. Now, where's my marrying book? Here it is, and I got it all marked. Folks, we're gathered together on this sad and mournful occasion to bid farewell to a departed friend.
Ain't that the wrong ceremony?
Look ahead, Justice. We're getting married.
Sure. Yeah, I forgot to change the bookmark after I conducted the burial of Luke Lyman's mule. Beautiful animal. Now, first, I gotta ask if anybody here knows any reason why Clem McCoy and Daisy Bell Hayfield shouldn't be joined together in the bonds of matrimony.
I do.
Daisy Bell!
My name isn't Daisy Bell Hayfield. It's Maisie Revere.
Oh, I thought you had a reason, but I'd like you just the same. Proceed with the wedding.
Hey, what was that?
Somebody shot the wedding book right out of my hand.
Who's man up with my man? Why is the ornery little female polecat?
Here I am, and those are the sweetest words I ever heard.
Hey, it's Daisy Bell, the real Daisy Bell.
Daisy Bell Hayfield.
Why, they're the spitting image of each other.
Daisy Bell, I want you to meet a friend of our family. This is Maisie Revere.
Hello, Daisy, and you're welcome to Clem McCoy.
Well, now, that's mighty nice of you, Maisie. Oh, hello there, Clem. Ain't you gonna give me a kiss?
Why, sure, Daisy Bell.
Wowee! Now there's a real mountain gal.
Well, pick him up, Daisy Bell, and let's get on with the ceremony.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Again, here's Maisie.
Well, it was quite a wedding, and I'll bet the owls, the raccoons, and the coyotes are still talking about it. It was the closest I've been to marriage in a long while, and I want to keep it that way till I get out of these hills. Clem and Daisy Bell made a beautiful couple, and after the wedding dinner, she picked him up and carried him over the threshold of their honeymoon cottage, the chicken house. The next day, Pa Hayfield dropped me off on the main highway and gave me a jug of the real McCoy. Pretty heavy to carry. So I think I'd better throw it away over the edge of the road and down below. There. Of course, maybe it isn't as potent as it seemed to be, but I... It was potent, all right. Well, come on, feet. Let's get out of these hills.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Elvia Allman, Frank Nelson, Marvin Miller, Sammy Hill, Sidney Miller, Gil Stratton Jr., Will Wright, and Peter Leeds. Jack McCoy speaking.
Gosh, they got the last of the McCoys.